Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever been sitting in your easy chair watching TV and you hear a voiceover, whether it's on a show or a commercial, and you think, I know that voice. It sounds familiar and you recognize it. And sometimes you know whose voice that is, but then other times it takes a few seconds or maybe even a few hours later in the middle of the night when you remember, oh, that's whose voice that is. Well, speaking of voices, I want to tell you a beautiful story about elephant seals in Argentina. Elephant seals are seals, and their bodies look like the body of a seal, but their face, their nose, is more extended than a typical seal, and it actually looks like the trunk of an elephant. It's not as long, but it's quite pronounced. Well, elephant seals are really remarkable creatures. So a mother seal nurses her seal pup for about a month after she gives birth. During this entire month, the mother does not eat. She does not leave her seal pup. And while the seal pup grows to 7 or 8 times its birth size, the mother loses over half of her body weight because she doesn't eat at all during this time. After that first month of life for the seal pup, the mother, who I imagine is quite famished, leaves her pup on the shore to go and find food in the rich waters off of the coast. After eating and feeding herself of what I imagine is delicious food, she then returns to a different part of the beach. She, along with all of the other mother seals who gave birth at the same time as she did. Now, when she returns, all the mothers, they begin to call to their pups. And if you were to see this, like a video on National Geographic, you might think, like I did, there's absolutely no way that all of these little seal pups are going to find all their seal mamas in the massive, massive crowd. But they do. Among the large number of mothers calling to their babies, and among the large numbers of babies searching for their mothers, they all find one another. Because they're able to follow each other's voices and scents. And here's how this happens. From the very moment of birth, the sound and scent of a pup is imprinted in the mother's memory. And the sound and scent of the mother is imprinted in the pup's memory. And so even though they are separated for days and days and sometimes weeks, as the mother eats her fill, those memories are so imprinted that they find one another by hearing each other's voices. And I think this is how it is with God, too. We are imprinted with a memory of God. And I think deep within us, we are always, always longing to hear God's voice. And certainly we know that God has us memorized in God's heart and in God's mind, that the God who knit us together in the womb knows everything about us and is longing for us to return to God always. And so even if it takes a lifetime, I think we always find each other. Like God calling out to us like a mother seal and us being her pups. The gospel lesson for today describes the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. Jesus has relocated to Capernaum to fulfill Isaiah's prophecy. And as he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, Jesus called the first four disciples, saying, "Follow me." They immediately left what they were doing and began to follow Jesus. And this is one of those places where we want more information and we have more questions than Scripture provides answers. There's no indication that these four disciples knew or had even heard of Jesus before this interaction when he says, "Follow me." I kind of wonder, had they heard mumblings about this Jesus, and when he said this, they knew it was him and they followed? I don't know. But what we do get in Scripture is that immediately they left everything. Their professions, their family, everything. In some ways, it's hard for us to wrap our minds around this. But I think it sounds like they were so compelled by the voice of Jesus that they couldn't do anything but follow him and obey him. It almost seems like they had been waiting their whole lives to hear the voice of God call out to them, to be given this call, so that when it came, they couldn't do anything else but leave everything and follow Jesus. I kind of wonder if it's like the mother seals and her pups, that although they hadn't heard this voice before, when they heard the voice of God call, there was something imprinted upon their hearts and their minds. And when they heard Jesus, "Follow me," they did. I think they were simply responding to the voice of God that had always been imprinted upon them. Now, I wish for us humans that it were this easy, and maybe sometimes it is, but if you're like me, sometimes it's a little bit harder to hear the voice of God and to know that the voice I am hearing is God's voice. Because the truth of the world today is that there are so many voices that call to us. Voices that want our time and our attention and our resources, that want our devotion. And some of these voices even pretend to be like the voices of God for us. But I think that's why the last verse of our gospel lesson is really important. The gospel lesson for today doesn't stop after Jesus called the disciples. It goes on just a little bit more. It ends by reminding us what Jesus set about doing, what his public ministry, what his life looked like. Scripture tells us that he taught in synagogues and proclaimed the good news of the kingdom, curing every disease and every sickness among the people. I think part of our responsibility as God's children, whether we need to know that the voices we're hearing are God's voices, is to know God's voice so well that we can discern God's voice. But that means that all of the voices that are out there calling to us, we have to examine those voices, the person behind the voice, the cause behind the voice, etc., etc., to see if it's consistent with the God that is revealed to us in Scripture and the God that is revealed to us in the person of Christ. We know that God is love. We know that God is faithful, that God is steadfast and long-suffering, that God is compassionate and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. This is who we know God to be, and this is who God is revealed in the person of Jesus Christ. And so, for example, when we hear voices calling out for us to hate somebody, or to harm someone, or to discriminate against somebody, we can know that that is not the voice of God, because God is love, and God has created every single human being in God's own image. And that God in Christ calls us to love others as ourselves. And so we need to know God and God's voice so well and so deeply and so clearly that amongst all the voices calling out to us, we can discern and know which voice is God's. There are a lot of voices, some louder than others, but my goodness, are many of them tempting. But our call as God's people, as God's beloved children, is to know God so well that we are able to discern the voices of God, the God who has redeemed us, the God who created us in God's own image, and the God who sustains us. Over the next few weeks, we're going to be looking at what the voice of God continues to tell us in the world today. May we listen to God's voice, and may we follow that voice, no matter where it leads us. Amen.